Gleanings from the Psalms, chapter 119, Psalm 84, God is a sun. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. As the sun gives light and heat to the earth, so the Lord is the light of men, and warms them by his grace. All the heat and light that the earth receives, in whatever form, comes from the sun. The light by means of which we find our way at night through the crowded streets of the city, or by which we read in our study, comes from the sun. So with the cheerful wood blaze, or the glowing coals that warm our rooms in dreary winter, all the heat comes from the sun. The sun gives light, and light is life. All the plants turn to the sun. Who has not noticed a plant growing in a dark cellar? Its life is very feeble. In the darkness it is almost dead. But let an opening be made, so that a ray of light can shine through, and at once it revives. It will begin to grow in the direction of the light. Without the light that the sun furnishes to the earth, there could be no plant life, nor animal life either. But life means growth. As the light of the sun is the life of plants, so it is the cause of their growth. As the plant grows, it is by storing up the light and heat of the sun. Those plants that grow very quickly, that come to maturity from the seed in a few weeks or months, have in them but very little heat. They are worthless for fuel. But the sturdy oak, that is centuries in growing, which grows so slowly that in a year no difference can be detected in its size, stores up immense quantities of the sun's heat. Other trees are of even slower growth, and store up more heat. These woods become buried in the ground, and in the course of centuries are transformed into coal. Then it is used as fuel, and gives to us the heat which it has stored up from the sun. The reason why we get so much more heat from the coal than from the direct rays of the sun is, that in the coal we have the concentrated heat of the sun's rays for years. What the sun is to the earth, and to plant life, that God is to his people. The Lord God is a sun. As the sun, by its light, gives physical life to the plants, so God gives spiritual life, the only real life, to his people. Christ's life is the light of the world. As the oak tree stores up the heat of the sun, so the one who lives in the light of God stores up that light, which is his life. That light and life that are the life and growth of the Christian are to be given out for the enlightenment and warmth of others. Someone may say that in order to carry out the figure completely, it ought to be that the Christian of the slowest growth should have the most of the life of God to give out. But let it not be forgotten that the just live by faith. The Christian's life is not measured by years, but by the faith manifested. The more faith, which means humility and trust, the more of the life of God is appropriated. And the more life appropriated, the more will be given out to others, for the life of God cannot be hidden.